Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. You are tuned in to the Old Shippers Volume on Blog Talk Radio with the Old Shippers Volume. Your host is Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in Gilroy, California, / No Bounds Ministry with my co-pastor Shirlene Cook of Livermore, California. And I am just so delighted to come back into your home, into your workplace, into your automobile, or wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. And I am thrilled to be here on tonight. This will be the last airing of my Blog Talk Radio for 2012. And I just thank God for being in the house of the Lord on tonight. And I hope that you out there in digital land, I hope you had a beautiful festivity of fun and excitement with your family and friends and your extended family as well. And I would like to just enlighten your heart and your spirit, you that are going through. I just want you to know that there is nothing that God cannot handle, whether it be today, tomorrow, next year, or this present moment. There is nothing that you and God cannot handle. And we would just like to bring you a little entertainment on tonight, like to just enlighten your spirit with an A and a B selection. And we will start off with our A selection, and we hope that you will enjoy. So pull up your seat and take your shoes off and get comfortable and enjoy the Lord with me. Because one thing that we know is that Jesus is the reason for the season. But before I go into our music, I would like to just bring a prayer unto the arena, because we should always start off with a prayer, and I want to always be mindful to pray when I come on. So I'd just like for you to just bow your heads with me, and we will pray a prayer tonight that God will bless in a mighty way on tonight and also anoint these lips of clay. Father God, we thank you for gathering here. This will be the last airing of our show for December 2012. And the next show, God said the same, will be in the new year of January 2013. And Father God, I thank you for us surrounding together on one accord in unity around the world, because we are one in you. And God, I ask you, Lord, to just protect those that's trying to make it back home to safety, God. Those that are in the blizzard and the snowstorm, I ask you, God, to just clean out an avenue, God, for them to break free and be able to come back to their homes and to their various destinations, God. And, Lord, I ask you, God, to just have your will on the program tonight, God. Lord, I'm nothing without you, but with you, I'm all things. And, Father God, I ask you to anoint these lips of clay, God, tonight, as I bring what you have given unto me. And nothing is pre-written or anything. All that God give me, he give me just right out of my spirit, of my soul. So, God, I just want you to anoint these lips to be a blessing and to touch someone out there's heart that's going through tonight that feel like that they are alone. Lord, I want them to know that they are not alone as long as they got Jesus and they know that Jesus can hear their humble cry. They are not alone. So, God, I just want to inspire those that hearts are heavy laden on this evening. And, Lord, I ask you, Lord, not let my will, but let thy will be done, God. And these and other blessings I ask in thy son Jesus' mighty name. And we will say amen and amen. All right, we will come on with the A selection. And I hope that you will enjoy. So may God bless you. And after the completion of the A selection, I will be back to bring a B selection. But for the moment, we will go on in and bring you the A selection. May God bless you.
I'm done.
Alrighty, I hope you enjoyed that A selection, and we will go right on into our B selection, and I hope that this selection also inspire your heart as well as your spirit on tonight. I will be back after the completion of the B selection.
I love you.
I hope you enjoyed that B selection. And we won't lose any more time because we do know that time is of an essence. And so we will give you the number, those of you that would like to call in. We have set up a free call. You can call in with no cost to you. And that number is 1-877-598-8654. That number again for our guests that would like to call in. If you have been blessed by the program, I would love to hear from you. And that number that you can call in to the program is 1-877-598-8654. And we will go on into our theme. And our theme on tonight is Satan's DNA test results. Satan's DNA test results. Now, the scripture tells us that Satan, hallelujah, was an angelic being. Now, this spiritual being was created by God Himself. And the scripture also tells us that he was a cherub angel. He was a cherub angel, and he was walking in the midst, I think the scripture says, of fire and stones. He had the ability to walk to and fro. And God gave him great power, and he also had great wisdom. And he was, like I said before, an angelic being. He was an angelic being. And then after he, you know, was created and God let him be ruler over a few things, then I think he got beside himself, decided that he just didn't want to be a ruler over a few things. But he wanted to be a ruler over everything, including God Himself. And that's one thing, you know, that we can understand about people trying to take over other people's domain. Now, just for instance, if you had a guest and you would welcome that guest into your home, well, we know that you're going to treat that guest with the utmost of dignity and respect. And you're going to treat him just like the title, a guest, because that's what he is, a guest. And he or she is supposed to act accordingly as a guest. Now, guests don't come into your home and go into your kitchenette, open your refrigerator door, and go just to pulling out breakfast food, you know, and then go into your cabinetry and go to pulling out your utensils in order to prepare breakfast, unless that guest has gotten the owner approval, because they just can't go into your kitchen area and go and preparing meal without getting the okay from the person that's over the resident. Well, that's exactly what Satan tried to do. He didn't want to be over the domain that God had designated for him. He wanted to take over the whole kingdom. And the scripture tells us that Satan, he rebelled against God, and that was his creator. He rebelled against God, but one thing before his rebellion, come into play. Satan was once the model of perfection, meaning there wasn't any sin in him. He was a holy and respectable angel of God. And I think that 2 Ezekiel 28 and 12 says that he was blameless, but yet he was always a created being. But then along the way, as we know, that eventually wickedness was found in him. And, you know, he had a lot of talent, you know, he had a lot of talent. And he had business savvy, and he began to, you know, come up and get money and began to be wealthy. And I think that when he began to, you know, distill this amount of wealth, then I think he began to get a swollen head at that time, you know. He just felt like that. You know, he was God, and he was, his seat was the seat of God, Satan's own seat. He thought that his seat was holier than God's seat was, and that he was God, and that he was sitting in the holy seat. But eventually, like I said, he became filled with violence, and he sinned before God. And then after he sinned before God, then he was, the Bible says that he was thrown down to earth. So he was kicked out of his heavenly domain. And he was thrown down to earth and reduced to ashes on the ground. And the Bible says that this all happened in the eyesight of strangers. So these people was not aware of who he was, but they were able to witness this event of him been kicked down to earth and reduced to ashes on the ground in front of all those that was watching. I can just imagine the expressions on their faces when they saw this man, you know, in a earthly man body, because at this time he no longer has this spiritual characteristic about him, and now he has taken on an earthly man appearance. And before all of these strangers, they witness him set on fire, on a blaze, white, right before their very eyes. Hallelujah. And you know, this goes on back to the Garden of Eden, when he was in the Garden of Eden. And you know, all of this come about because of Satan's disobedience. You know, if Satan hadn't have been so filled with wickedness and evil and deceit, you know, saints and friends, we wouldn't have all of the crime and, you know, the death. The death rate has plummeted even now. You know, every time you look around, you're hearing on the news, on the radio, on the television, in digital news rooms around the country that people are being murdered, killed, stabbed, shot. Well, all of this derived from Satan's characteristic. Because, see, we see that God was a holy God. And the Bible says that God didn't have any sin in him, and neither was a guile found in Jesus' mouth. So we know that God was holy, and this angel that he had created was holy. But then sin arose. Sin come in on the scene when the devil became where he was disobedient unto his creator, which was Christ Jesus. He became disobedient. And Cain and Abel, I think that was the first murder that the Bible speaks about. And we see that we wouldn't have known anything about murderer. We wouldn't know anything about firearms. We wouldn't know anything about bombs because we would be a holy nation. We would be holy. So therefore, we wouldn't even know what sin was even about. But because of Satan's disobedience, he brought sin into this. Satan brought sin, saints and friends. Satan brought sin on the scene. But because it was not sin in the beginning. Because one thing for sure, God said in his word, he said that everything he created was good. So we know that God didn't create anything that was distasteful and displeasing unto his eyes. Everything that God created was good. But when Satan came along, and his disobedience, his denial of wanting to be that angelic being that God had created to do his will and to do his work. After he became arrogant, and the Bible says that he had a look about him. It's like he was just beautiful to behold to the eyes, you know. And, I mean, he was just handsome. And I imagine he found and felt like he was a debonair type of man. And, you know, he was cool, calm, and collective. And he was cute on himself. And he just felt like, you know, that he was who's who in society. And that he no longer had to be under the whim and the command of Jesus Christ, that he could be his own self-ruler. That's what the devil thought, that he was mightier than God. You know, now he wouldn't even be on the scene if it had not been for his creator, Jesus Christ. There would not be sin in this world today. Jesus would not have had to go to Calvary cross if it had not been for Satan and his sinfulness. I mean, God wouldn't have had to go and die that horrible death upon that cross if it had not been for Satan disobedient unto his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We wouldn't be crying. We wouldn't have no loved ones dying because it wouldn't even been death. It wouldn't even been a such thing as our loved one dying, our parents dying, our children dying, you know, our uncles and our nephews, you know, and our friends and our colleagues and all of these people that in our lives. We would all be saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled if it had not been for Satan
rejecting God's command. See, we have to be orderly unto God's command. If God tells us to do something, we're supposed to jump to it. We're not supposed to ask why, when, and what. When God gives us a command, we ought to say, yes, Lord. And we should be about our Father's business. But I come to serve you notice on tonight that Satan knows that his time is about up. And, you know, he is trying to deceive the saints of God. You know, he's trying to deceive them into thinking that there's no such a thing as Jesus and there's no such a thing as the rapture. But I would like to set the record straight, is that just as sure is God is in heaven and I'm sitting down here on earth, that is a God that sits in heaven, that sits high and he looks low over the good and the evil. And God said that he go away to prepare a place for us, you and I. He said, if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you, and when I come back, I'm going to receive you unto myself. Because in my Father's house is many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you, and where I am, ye may be also. So that lets us know that God said he's going to come back and to receive those that will be waiting for Jesus to crack that cloud with his heavenly angels. God is going to crack that cloud, and God said in a moment and in a twinkle, just as fast as you can blink an eye, we shall be changed. We shall be caught up to meet God in the air. So I don't want y'all to be sidetracked by Satan, because all his tactics is for naught. All that he has to offer is temporal, is temporary, is not eternal, is not going to last. But whatever you do for God will last, because you will have an eternal rest with Jesus Christ. If we live according to the word of God, if we live according to God's command, then we can look to reign with God up in heaven. He's sitting right now on the right-hand side of his Father. So we know that there's a Jesus. We know that. And we know that the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And the Bible calls him several names. They said that one name in particular is he's a serpent. And I think that was found in Genesis 3 and 1. All right? And then he's also called the ancient serpent. He's called the dragon. He's called the devil or Satan. And then it goes on to say that he was called the dragon. He was called Apollyon. He's a destroyer, the Bible says. And he was a star that fallen from the sky. That's what he was. And the Bible also calls him, the Bible says that he is the prince of demons. He's the ruler of the kingdom of the air. He's the ruler of darkness. He's the tempter, because he's always trying to tempt the people of God. He's the evil one. He is called Belial, the beginning. The Bible says he's a liar and the father of lies. So this gives us a clear-cut DNA, a DNA, a printout of what the devil, where his derivement come from. And his his evilness come from sin, because he wasn't always that way. He was a holy angel. God loved him. He was an angel that God loved. Because if God hadn't loved him, he wouldn't have had him placed up there. But God loved him, and then wickedness entered into his heart. He got beside himself. He got cute on himself and decided that he didn't need God. He didn't need to go under the commands of God anymore, that he could go on his own. That's what Satan thought. See? But we know that the Bible says he's a liar and that he's the father of lies. So you can't believe nothing that the devil brings your way, because he is the biggest liar of all time. That's who he is. He's a liar. He's a killer. He's a home wrecker. He's a marriage breaker. He's a distortion. The devil is nothing but evil. He's evil. He wants you to believe that he loves you, but he don't care nothing about you. He wants to kill you as well as to look at you. But I tell you, I serve a God that loves you today. I want you to know, those of you that are listening out there in radio land, I come to serve you. Notice that I serve a God that loves you. And he is knocking right now at the door of your heart. All he's waiting on you to do is open up the door and allow him to enter in. And you can tell God, say, God, I want you to forgive me of all of my sins. I'm a sinner, and I want to ask you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. And Jesus will come into your life. He will take those sins, all of your sins, and he will put them in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them anymore. That's the kind of God that I serve. And I just want you to know that God loves you. God loves you, and he wants you to be a worker for him. He don't want you to continue to be a worker for the devil, because the devil hasn't anything eternal that's good to offer you, but he has everything eternal bad to offer you. Everything the devil offers you is crooked. I mean, it's crooked. It is no good in him. And he knows he can never get back into God's good grace. He can never be able to get back to God where he once was. Because, see, if that would have been the case, then God wouldn't have had to die. That's the reason that God had to die, because sin entered the world. And so God had to go to Calvary Cross. The Bible calls Satan, said that he is, said Satan, he's a prince and he's the ruler of this world. And so we know that God said that there were going to be a new heaven and a new earth, because the previous heaven and earth was going to pass away. And the devil is going to pass away right along with it. But before all of that takes place, see, the devil is just not dying here on his own recognizance. The devil is dying him by design. God designed him, and God ordered him to be placed exactly where he is right now. So Satan knows that his time is not long, but he wants to, you know, he wants to destroy all of those that have a mind to live for God. He's devious, he's deceitful. And he thinks and he augurs and he formulates strategies at the destruction, aimed at the destruction, but he's aimed at the destruction of God's people. See, and he's created and he's subordinated in the being for whom God has a chosen destiny. And Satan knows that he cannot avoid. So we know that Satan is our adversary. He comes in. He comes in uninvited. He don't ask to come in. He just kick your door down and come in. And you can have private, banner or private, plate on your desk. He'll just come in. He don't ask any questions. Are you busy? He'll just come in and take over. So we know that when he comes, he's always up to no good. He comes to destroy your marriages. He comes to destroy your relationship with God. He comes to destroy your sons and your daughters. He wants to uproot the family. He don't want the family to be a family. He wants you to be a dysfunctional family. So he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's what his M.O. is. He comes to kill and to steal, and he wants to steal your joy. He wants to kill your family. He wants to kill your son, my son, your daughter, my daughter. He wants to destroy everything that you have. He don't care nothing about you. He would wish you out of those. He don't care if you have any place to lie down or not. He don't care if you have a way to get around or not. He could care less. He could say you walk where you need to go. See, so we know that the root of him is evil and it's destruction. His end result is destruction. But I want you to know tonight that God loves you and God would wish nothing but salvation unto you. You that are willing to give your heart to Christ, God will be glad to be your Lord and Savior and to take root in your heart and create you a new being. The old you will be thrown in the sea of forgetfulness, and God will present unto you a new improved you. You will be a new person inside and out. The way you used to think, you don't think like that anymore. The places that you used to go, you don't have a desire to go to those places anymore. And so God has created his spirit inside of yourself. So I'm just wanting you to know on tonight that Jesus loves you. And if you want to give up the world and follow Christ, now is a designated and acceptable time to come unto Christ while you still have time, while the blood is still running in your vein. I would say come to Jesus while there is still time. Because we never know, you know, when death may knock at your door. But we would want you to have Christ before leaving this earth. We want every one of our loved ones to know Christ. So we know that a lot of them, you know, they rejected Christ. But we would want all our loved ones to get to know Jesus. Because I always say, once you find Jesus, you will always ponder your mind and ask yourself these words: why did it take me so long to find Jesus? But you know, Jesus was never lost. We were the one that was lost in sin and shame, and Jesus found us. We were the one that was lost. But I'm here to encourage your heart, your mind, and your spirit on tonight that Jesus loves you and he wants to be the Lord of your life. He wants to come in your life and be your Lord and Savior and set up his spiritual house inside of your heart, and where you can be a witness to others that this same Jesus that saved you can save them from a burning hell. And I just thank God for being able to come back here. This will be the last aired program in the year of 2012. The next broadcast I'll be bringing, if God delays his coming, will be in the new year of 2013. And I just thank you, all of my viewers, all of my listeners. Well, you know, you can view it somewhat, but it's actually a digital format. But all of you that have listened to me thus far, I just want to take out this time to tell you that I thank you from the depths of my very soul. I thank God for you. I thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio with the Old Ship of Zion, your host, Pastor Janice Ward of House of Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in Gilroy, California, /No Bounds Ministry with co-pastor Charlene Cook of Livermore, California. And God is yet moving by his spirit in our church. I tell you, God is saving souls like never before. And I'll tell you, I just thank God for everything that he's doing and what God is intending to do for this year to come, 2013. I'm expecting God to do mighty and great things in our church. I just thank God that we're able, you know, to come before you tonight and to share the goodness of Jesus. And we know that, you know, time is of an essence and time doesn't wait on anyone. But we would just encourage your heart to get to know Jesus in the pardons of your sins. He would love to get to know you. And I'll tell you, once you tried him, you will find out that you like him. He's so lovable. I tell you, he is just everything that you need him to be. If you're friendly, he'll be your friend. If you're lonely, he'll be a comforter. If you're sad, he'll make you happy because he'll bring you joy. He is the joy of my life. And I'll tell you, you will just have yourself a good time serving God. It's just no greater lifestyle in the living a holy and Christian lifestyle before the world that we live in and before God. Because, you know, when it's all said and done, it's only what you and I do for Christ that's going to last. All others is going to pass away. But we know that if we keep our hand in God's hand, you know what I'm saying? We can look to reign with Jesus. Hallelujah. We can look to reign with Jesus forever and ever without end. You know, that'd be such a glorious time when all the saints, you know, we got saints all around this globe that we will never get to see. We will never get to see each other individually. But you know, when we get in glory, we'll be able to hug and greet each other with a kiss, and we will get to shake hands and introduce ourselves, you know, and just have a hallelujah time with Jesus and all the apostles and all the disciples, them that is going on ahead of us. And you're talking about a time that we're going to have up in glory. You know, because the Bible says that every day is going to be Sunday. So right now on planet Earth, you know, 5 days, we have 5 days, it's considered 5 days, and then we also have a 7 day we're having 7 days, and that's Monday through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But, you know, heaven, we know that up in heaven, that every day will be Sunday. So every day is going to be the same day. And the Bible says that Sabbath will have no end. So we won't have to have darkness, because darkness will be done away with. We will have no need of the dark, because see, the darkness represents the devil. See, because the Bible says that men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds is of evil. So Jesus is the light of the world. When Jesus came upon the scene, Jesus didn't say, give me a lamp, give me a match, give me a lighter. Jesus came, when he showed up, Jesus was and is to come, the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world that shineth forever so bright. And we as saints of God, Jesus spread that same light on us. Those of us that's living a sanctification lifestyle, we have that same glow of Jesus all around and about us every day. Long as we stand anchored in Jesus, we have that Holy Ghost power deep within us that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You can lay hands on the dead and they shall rise. You can cast out devils in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. So Jesus give us that power, capabilities to where we can lay hands on these sick people and they shall recover. We can lay hands on these blind folks and they shall see. We can lay hands on these folks that can't talk, and they shall start to speaking. So that's Holy Ghost power that enable you to perform these duties. Only through the Holy Ghost power of God, no other power, you can perform these works, except ye be filled with the Holy Ghost and equipped from power up on high. But I just wanted to let you know tonight that Jesus loved you, and I want you to just think about the new year coming in. Think about changing your lifestyle for 2013 for the better. Because, you know, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Jesus is the best thing that I could ever have found. Because if the devil would have had his way, I've been sleeping in a cold, cold grave by now. But you know, I thank God for making old death behave and giving me a second chance to get it right. And I have no desires whatsoever to ever turn back into the world of sin. Because one thing about it, you know, we that are backsliders and that has went out into the world and God has waited on you, you know, we got a whole lot to thank God for. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank God enough. Because if it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, we would be sleeping in a cold grave right about now. But I thank God for grace and sending his mercy that sustained my life. That I was able to get it right. I was able to repent of my sins and ask God into my life and to be my Lord and Savior. And I'll tell you, honey, look here. I tell you, there's no better lifestyle than living for God. Because, you know, it's just sweet. He's sweeter than a honeycomb. I tell you, and, you know, when you think about it, all the hell and stuff that you have to go through with living for the devil, because he carries you through a lot of riffraff when you come on God's side. You know, you don't have to go through all that riffraff. We go through trials, sure enough, We go through tribulations, certainly we do, because God said that as long as we live here on planet Earth, on Earth now, I didn't say in heaven, but as long as our foot is planted on this place we call planet Earth, we will go through trials and tribulations. But God declares that he would deliver us from them all. So I just want you to, you know, make it up in your mind that when 2013 come in, you're not going to be the same person that you was in 2012. You're going to be a worker for Jesus Christ. You work for the devil, now come on the Lord's side and be a worker in God's vineyard. And I just want to let you know tonight that Jesus loves you, number one. I love you, number two. And I want you to be blessed. I hope I've said something to encourage your heart and your spirit on this evening. And I want you to tune back in. It'll be in the month of January. I want you to tune back in and listen to the whole ship of Zion. And your host pastor is Janice Ward of God's House Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, in Gilroy, California, /No Bounds Ministry, co-pastor Shirlene Cooks of Livermore, California. And until then, I want you to go in God as God go in you. I want you to be blessed, be safe as you travel up and down the highways and the byways, because the devil is out there trying to set up a roadblock. Don't let him catch you. Don't let him put you in a headlock. Don't let him put you in a snare. You come on the God side. Come on God's side, because God will make you mighty glad. And I just want you to know once again, you have tuned into Blog Talk Radio. The program is Old Ship of Zion. Your host has been Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, in the city of Gilroy, California, and co-pastor Shirlene Cook, No Bounds Ministry, in the city of Livermore, California. Tune back in on the next program. May God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye for now.